Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy that triumphs over judgment. And so we can draw close to you as the bride, as the ones that's been called out of darkness into your marvelous love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for fresh, new leading and in motivation this day as you give us hope and encouragement and light every day. We appreciate you and love you in Jesus' name. Greetings, precious family. It's our readings this morning is Thessalonians chapter 3, and it's verses 1 to 5.
When we could bear it no longer, we decided that we would remain in Athens and send Timothy in our place. He's our beloved brother and co-worker with God in preaching the gospel. We knew he would strengthen your faith and encourage your hearts so that no one would be shaken by these persecutions, for you know that we are destined for this. In fact, when we were with you, we forewarned you, suffering and persecution is coming, and so it has happened, as you well know. For this reason, when I could endure it no longer, I sent our brother to find out if your faith was still strong, for I was concerned that the tempter had somehow enticed you and our labor would have been in vain.
Hallelujah. We just see the importance of the gospel here and brothers and sisters strong in the understanding, in having come out of darkness into the light and learn to run to the Lord, not from the Lord. And the secret is John 15, abiding. Jesus done the dying. He paid the price for sin, and he's now alive and well, and he's coming. He's the counselor, the author of our faith, the Prince of Peace. And when that has happened and you've grown in it and you've learned to overcome whatever trials and temptations and sufferings is there, is by running to the Lord, not from the Lord, and knowing you abide in him and his word abides in you, and then you desire good things, amen, great and precious promises, the Bible says. And then as you partake of that great and precious promises, you overcome. So again, that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and we're not ashamed of it. So it's so important that people get that grounding and they've walked that road and they've come through. There's no shortcuts. You come in as a baby and desire the pure spiritual milk of the word, pure spiritual milk of the word. You once gloried in your shame. You gloried in sin. You gloried in being short of the glory of God. But once being born again, you've got a glory now in the great love. So your day always starts with, thank you, Jesus, for taking away the sin, to dealing with Adam's fall. And one man brought sin into the world, you took it out. Hallelujah, we appreciate that. And then going into the newness of what goodness is available. And then that's answers you've got. And you encourage without answers that pure spiritual milk. And another scripture says, study to show yourself approved. So you're waking up to your approval. And just as Jesus, once he had paid for sin, he lived no longer for it, but he lived now for the Father's goodness and mercy. And that's what he's doing now. He's encouraging us to come into him. Come into this perfect marriage, this perfect life, pass from death into life, and then now run the race. Amen. Forgetting what lies behind, we push on, we take hold of the goodness that we've been called into. Hallelujah. It's so beautiful. And then now, it's like back to John 15, we can just abiding, we're just bearing fruit more and more. Amen. We are overcoming in the wonderful love, in the God quality of love that we were predestined to have. Before the earth even started, we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in love. And we now in that love. And that's what we take hold of. Be blessed because you are blessed. You're the bride of Christ. I think of Isaiah 54 as well, the prophetic word there. And there we got the wonderful promises. No weapon formed against us will prosper when we stay in tune that. But it's for us to wake up to the answers, wake up to what the Lord is saying. Not be tested beyond what you can escape, and God will show you the way of escape. So take hold of the goodness, and you run to the Lord, not from the Lord. That's the problem. You run from the Lord into sin, to condemnation, into pointing fingers, into speaking wickedly, who you cutting yourself off from the vine, and you're getting picked up with people that think the same, speak the same, and then what happens? You land up getting picked up by the angels and thrown into the lake of fire. So wake up, wake to righteousness and sin no more. For some have not the knowledge of God. I say that to your shame. See, Jesus knows he's dealt with sin. Jesus knows what the answers is. And that's what Jesus wants to give you. The answers, the promises, the great and precious promises. So that you can partake of the divine nature. Be what you are. Be what heaven has given to you, a new name, a new destiny, a new path, a love and encouragement and motivation. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.